WK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It is 8 a.m. Good morning. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Not everyone is happy with the new shared revenue deal struck between Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders of the Wisconsin legislature last week. It directs 20% of future state sales tax money raised to local communities, but local and state leaders are seeing problems with the bill. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Seven members of the Milwaukee City Council put out a statement today calling the policy changes aimed at Milwaukee, quote, overreaching, micromanaging, and frankly racist. It would mean millions more for the city each year, but there are non-fiscal items in the bill that would take effect no matter how the city council or county board vote on increasing local sales taxes. Those include a ban on state money for diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts at the local level. They also take power away from the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission and require police officers be put back in Milwaukee public schools. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The bill is being fast-tracked in the legislature, getting its first vetting at the committee level yesterday. Many communities will get a sizable boost in state funding under the shared revenue reboot, but a quirk in the bill means mid-sized cities like Green Bay, Waukesha, and Eau Claire will get a short shift percentage-wise. Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer represents Beloit and Janesville in Madison.
I understand the reluctance of members of this committee to make a change without making sure that it won't cause the whole thing to fall apart, but we also have 48 hours and we can still get this right.
The Senate Shared Revenue Committee passed the bill yesterday after voting down two Democratic amendments. Robert Perkins' resignation was accepted by the Wausau School Board during their meeting on Monday evening. Perkins was the Wausau East High School band teacher at the center of several investigations into harassing and discriminatory language towards a student. The initial April complaint against Perkins was originally dismissed, only to be reopened by the district, the school board, and ultimately the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. The Wausau School District has provided no additional information at this time. Big changes are proposed for Wisconsin's alcohol laws, which take a key step forward today, Civic Media's Terry Bell reports.
The bill affects every level of Wisconsin's alcohol industry. Wisconsin's current alcohol regulations have been criticized for years for not keeping up with the times. Among other things, the bill would require event venues like wedding barns to get a permit or alcohol license. Brewers, winemakers, and distillers without tap rooms could run their own retail stores. And wineries could open earlier and close later. The bill gets a committee hearing today and is on the fast track to pass in a few days. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Oshkosh Defense Corp., the Wisconsin-based defense contractor, will no longer be the manufacturer of Joint Light Tactical Vehicles beginning in 2025. Civic Media News, I'm Luke Mathers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The Racine woman accused of fatally stabbing a man over the weekend is now facing life in prison. Criminal charges have been filed against 27-year-old Adele Gomez Zuniga. Police say the altercation turned physical after the victim insulted her, resulting in Gomez Zuniga using a knife to stab him. Milwaukee police conducted an extensive operation yesterday in the search for a 33-year-old man connected to the domestic violence-related murder of Shadea Green. After hours of surveillance yesterday, police confirmed that the suspect was not at that location and he currently remains on the run. The hope is that a cash reward will help get more people on the hunt for a Racine woman missing since the end of March.
Even if you think it's a minuscule detail that doesn't matter, it may just be the piece that we need.
Racine's deputy police chief, Jesse Matoyer, said Lashecky Hill was last seen on Douglas Avenue near Hubbard Street March 27th. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers open minicamp. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay, one of 21 NFL teams to hold mandatory minicamps this week. Quarterback Jordan Love has struggled at times with his passes while on the move, especially to his left. What can be done to correct it? Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements.
The movement drills, whether it's we take a drop and then we'll, you know, run over bags and throw to receivers down the field or throw into a net or just dropping in the pocket and having to move one way or the other.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers continue to add offensive lineman Colin Cubberly, a 6'6" offensive tackle from New York, has committed to the Badgers. Baseball, the Brewers open a series tonight in Minnesota against the Twins. The Crew trying to turn things around after being swept by the Oakland A's at home over the weekend. Oakland has now won 6 in a row after beating the Tampa Bay Rays last night 4-3. Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy.
You got to give them credit, man. They've been getting their teeth kicked in all year, and it's Major League Baseball, and from what I know of it, everybody's kind of like an inch from the top and an inch from the bottom, and they've been getting their teeth kicked in all year in an embarrassing way when it looks like overall record. But these are Major League players, and I know some of the characters they got over there, so they've got some great character over there, and those players have stepped up and played good baseball in the last 10 days, and it's not a fluke.
NBA, the Nuggets held on to take Game 5 with a 94-89 win over the Miami Heat, winning their first championship title in franchise history, 4-1. The Nuggets' Nikola Jokic named the finals MVP.
It's a great journey. I think we played the best basketball. But to be honest, I don't think about the next year. I'm going to ask the coach to give me a couple of weeks more off so I can be ready for the season. That's supposed to be a joke, and you didn't laugh. Good job, guys.
That's Denver's Nikola Jokic. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Mother,
good morning and welcome.
There's too many of you.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I don't know about this weather, but I think it's supposed to get nicer tomorrow. How are you, Earl?
I'm doing fine, man. But, you know, I'm not... For once, I'm not focused on the weather, man. This is Earl Ingram Unleashed for 2 hours. Earl Ingram, who is going to basically, the phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, Calvin, I have had enough of so-called conservatives. On the state level, on the national level, and Democrats who say, well, we got to be real careful about how we treat these people and these Republicans because of what? Here we have a man who, and we're going to get into all of this, so our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, I am tired of the continued capitulation by Democrats on the local, state, national levels who understand who these people are and what they are doing to this nation. And people are whispering, oh, we got to be, you got to watch what we say because the people who support Donald Trump or the people who support Robin Voss, they're going to be angry. Who gives a rip? These people are wrong. They've been wrong. They continue to be wrong. They are not good for this nation because they have built these cases to support a man who we clearly know is a criminal, is a lunatic, is a man who you can't ever trust to tell the truth about anything, a dangerous man, the former president of the United States. Man, we're going to go through how many cases this man has against him in court right now, and somehow we're supposed to listen to Republicans say, Oh, well, they've have you ever heard this, Calvin? They've weaponized the defense, the legal department. Weaponized? Hey, man, I can only speak for me right now, Calvin, but I don't have any criminal cases waiting for me right now because I'm not a criminal. What are you talking about? Weaponize the justice system. If you're not a criminal, if you haven't done things illegally like this man has done, then you wouldn't have to worry about the judicial system on your backside. And more Republicans who support him, knowing who and what he is. So, you know, he's got his appearance in Miami this morning. And guess what? The Proud Boys are going to be there, the Oath Keepers. Oh, we can't say anything, Calvin, because if we do, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys are going to start something. What the hell are you talking about? United States government? You're afraid of the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys? And anybody else who shows up in Miami to support a criminal who we know has done all the different things that Donald Trump has done? Oh, we can't. We got to be real careful because they're coming. If they're coming, be prepared to do what is necessary to deal with anybody who gets out of line. Oh, we can't. It's the Proud Boys. It's the Oath Keepers and their supporters of Donald Trump. What is wrong with this nation? You know, if something is going on in urban America and you can't beat people, well, they're criminals. We got to do something. And so law enforcement, let's be straight across the board. The people who are showing up in Miami to support this criminal, this thug, named Donald Trump, who has 20 cases, active cases, Calvin, against him. He's got 20 cases on the books. Oh, well, no, that's not him. They're after him because they're afraid that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. What the hell are you talking about? That's the reason that they're after Donald Trump? Why there's 20 legal cases and counting that's on the books right now? Because all of those people are doing this because they're afraid that Donald Trump wants to be the president of the United States again. Enough of that foolishness. Well, we shouldn't say anything because those people, oh, we got to be real careful because those people are going to be really upset and angry. Okay? If they can't see the forest for the trees, if they can't understand that the man that they're trying to protect, you know, has, you know, created all sorts of perversions and done all sorts of criminal things that he should have been locked up for, that many other people would have been locked up for. And just because there's a group of people in this country who don't want to see that happen, to hell with them. I'm sorry. Let the system do what the system is made to do and does in any other case if the person's name is not Donald Trump. Oh, we got to protect Donald Trump. No, you don't have to protect Donald Trump. He doesn't give a damn about you. Well, he's my man. Oh, okay. I get it. But you want to destroy this nation because you want to protect a man who's not worth it. What is there about him? What's a redeeming quality about Donald Trump. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I give you an opportunity to explain to me a redeeming quality from the man they call Donald Trump. You can't give it to me. And man, if you can't find a redeeming quality about a human being, especially one who was a former president of the United States, they're weaponizing the system against Donald Trump. Come on, man. So as the Miami police and the FBI and other people are preparing, because Donald Trump has told his thugs to organize and meet me in Miami. You know, we've kind of heard that before. Meet me in D.C. You know what the outcome of that was. I need you guys to support me. What are you talking about? Support you for what? You know, you've done some scandalous things. And clearly, if people would read what you are accused of having done, you clearly, the people would clearly say, well, I can't support you in that, Mr. Trump. I love you and all that. But man, it appears that you may have possibly kind of sold some nuclear secrets. Man, Donald Trump had a party, Calvin, and he's got nuclear documents showing to people. Well, you know, this is, you know, this is the nuclear document here, and it shows how we defend ourselves. What are you talking about, man? He's at his party, and he's such a lunatic and a sick man and deranged man that he is showing nuclear weapons on how America can be defeated and our weaknesses. Oh, well, they're weaponizing, you know, they're weaponizing all these things against Donald Trump. What are you talking about? When we get done today, or when I get done today, pointing out the things that your hero has done and is accused of doing, 844-967-2789. You know, you have a right to explain your beliefs and why you think this is the right guy. But man, if you look at all of this documentation that they have on this man, and you still believe, after all of this documentation, that this man is your man, you need to look in the mirror. I'm sorry. Maybe you need to go to church. Maybe you need to fall down on your knees and ask for forgiveness. Because he's certainly not going to do it. But I, for one, have had enough of hearing people, sniveling people saying, well, you gotta be real careful. If we say the wrong things, the MAGA people, okay, MAGA people, it's on you. Because we know who your man is. And he's about to go down, as he should have long ago. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. All Trump, all the time. We'll be right back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We'll see periods of showers here for today with cloudy sky conditions and a high into the upper 50s. West winds around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. And then for tonight, a chance for rain showers, cloudy and low near 54. Wednesday, partial sunshine develops, high of 75 degrees. Thursday, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, a blend of clouds and sunshine, a high around 72. Friday, sunny, high of 76 degrees. Then by Saturday, a slight chance for rain showers with a high around 79. Currently, it's 55.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You can text us at that same number. So, Calvin, you know, I mean, this is all Trump all the time. The entire two-hour show is dedicated to Donald Trump and his supporters. So 844-967-2789 is the number. By the time I'm done with the show today, you know, pointing out to you exactly what is taking place. And the fact that you are supporting a lunatic, a liar, a thug, a criminal, and yet in the face of all of those things, you don't care whether or not the nation goes into turmoil. You claim to be a patriot. You claim to be a person who loves this nation. But you can't be any of those things if you support this man. And I will say this, Joe and Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton, and what are you talking about, man? Show me a list of cases that Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, show me as a list as long as Donald Trump's rap sheet, and then, you know, maybe I'll listen to you. But this last thing that he's accused of, you know, having a party and showing people nuclear secrets. Show me where Hillary Clinton has done that. Show me where Joe Biden has done that. Show me where Barack Obama has done that. Well, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop. Okay. Okay, any of those things that the allegations and accusations of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden don't match up at all to the inherent dangers of what this man has done. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Listen to this. So GOP rep accuses the Department of Justice of setting a trap to imprison Trump supporters. They want us, they want this to be another January 6th. What? Well, so when we wind up in Miami, we've got to be very careful because they're trying to entrap us. What are you talking about, Representative Clay Higgins, Republican of Louisiana? The Justice Department is setting up a trap. They don't have anything better to do than to set up a trap for American citizens who support Donald Trump, who are on their way to Miami or who are there now, based on their ire that Donald Trump, who put himself in the position that he's in, is somehow being mistreated, and you want to go there and you want to protest, which is fine, but you've made threats. You've made many threats to the federal government about what you are going to do. So what is the federal government supposed to do? Oh, well, those MAGA people. And oh, we can't do anything. They're Trump's people. If you go down to Miami, and if you conduct yourself in a proper manner, I guarantee you the justice, the Department of Justice and law enforcement won't do anything to bother you. But if you go down with the preconceived notion and idea, hey, I'm MAGA, hey, I'm the Proud Boys, I'm the Oath Keepers, and we'll do what we want to do because we're Donald Trump supporters, well, you should get what you should deserve. And if you choose to do things illegally, then, you know, nobody should hesitate to send a message to you that you're not more important than the rest of us. And you don't get a break because you're a MAGA person. Now, if what I'm saying is inaccurate, if it's not true, 844-967-2789. The problem is not enough people are willing to say this. They just take it. Oh, well, we can't do anything, law enforcement. Hey, Joe, what do you got going over there? Oh, we've got some unrest over here, Joe. Oh, you do? Who is it? Is it some citizens from Miami? No, it's the MAGA people. Oh no. We can't touch that. What is that? And it's about time that this nation looks at it from that perspective and brings an end to what has been taking place under the guise of Donald Trump and his followers. 844-967-2789. I'm giving you the number. I don't need any help. I can handle it myself. You know, you want to join the conversation, that's fine. But I'll be able to handle this 2 hours with no trouble because there's more than enough material to talk about this guy and his followers. Be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News special report. We are waiting for a new read on inflation. The government should be releasing the consumer price index for May moments from now. And whatever the numbers are, they'll be top of mind for the Fed. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Federal Reserve begins a two-day policy meeting. And as it considers inflation, the job market, and the economy, most analysts expect the central bank to pause its interest rate hiking campaign. The Fed has raised rates 10 consecutive times for 15 months. That has brought the federal funds rate from zero to a range of 5 to 5.25%.
Those numbers just in. Year over year, the pace of inflation increased 4% in May after rising 4.9% in April. Overall, prices increased 0.1% last month after rising 0.4% the month before. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A West Allis man is facing charges after allegedly making threats to blow up the Waukesha courthouse. The district attorney has now charged 34-year-old Carter Smale with making threats to a law enforcement officer and a judge. Two lawyers from North Carolina have pleaded guilty to charges of mail fraud and lying to the Federal Elections Commission in connection to a political action committee for a former Milwaukee County sheriff. The lawyers raised over $1.6 million through the PAC, which falsely claimed to support an effort to draft former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark for a Senate run. Finding a missing woman now has a financial incentive. Pete Schwaba has more.
The Racine Police Department is currently offering a reward of $2,200 to anyone who can provide information leading to the whereabouts of Lashecky Hill, a 46-year-old woman who went missing on March 26th.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. If you are just joining us, this is all Donald Trump all the time and his followers. 844-967-2789 is the number. As Donald Trump is going to be arraigned this morning in Miami, there are all these threats by people who are going to be coming into Miami, MAGA people, and Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and on and on and on, and they're making threats, and the government seems to be concerned, and law enforcement, because they're there to support a man who is a criminal. He's done these things. And in the face of that, I don't understand how you want to support the man knowing what he's done. You know what he's done is wrong. But and you claim to be patriots. You claim to love the nation, but not as much as you love this guy. And there's never in the history of the nation been a character like Donald Trump ever in the history of the nation. Just try to comprehend that. And yet you are willing to support him. Maybe you should look in the mirror. Listen to this. U.S. prosecutors who indicted Donald Trump used his own words. For those of you who say they're weaponizing things, they used his own words and notes that he jotted down, you know, to build the historic case against the former president. The 49-page indictment unsealed last week accuses Trump of endangering the U.S. national security by hoarding top-secret nuclear and defense documents after leaving the White House. Hey, he's got nuclear and defense documents. That doesn't bother you. The indictment from Special Counsel Jack Smith relies heavily on statements made by whom? Made by Donald Trump himself. They got him dead to rights. This came out of his mouth. To make the legal case against the 45th president of the United States. Well, they've never done this to a president. It's in history. No president in history has ever done what he did. And that's the way you should look at it. Not that, they've never done it to another man. No other man in the history of the nation has ever done this. It recounts one instance in which Trump described a Pentagon plan of attack on a U.S. rival nation to a writer, publisher, and two staff members, none of whom held security clearances. Trump allegedly told them during the audio recorded meeting at his golf club in New Jersey that the plan was highly confidential and secret, the indictment said. He knew it was highly confidential. He knew it was secret, and yet he was blathering it out to just random folk. And somehow that's okay? Because, Trump is my man. Okay. Trump is quoted as telling them, as president, I could have declassified it, and now I can't, you know, but this is still secret. Hey, former President Trump, if it was secret, what the hell were you doing giving it to everybody? The target of the attack is identified in the document only as a country A, according to U.S. media. The nation involved was Iran. Listen, if you don't think that's a big deal, shame on you. If you think that's okay, number one, the man had these documents for a year and a half. He was told to return them. He chose not to. If you want to support the man in that, that's fine. He's absolutely wrong. He absolutely broke the law. And if you want to support him, I can't help you. But those of us who are not bought into this foolishness will clearly state that these are things that he should pay a price for. The indictment also uses Trump's own words to establish that he was aware before winning the 2016 presidential election of the importance of safeguarding classified information. Joe Biden had some of those things in his garage. Okay. Yeah. No comparison. None whatsoever. Well, Mike Pence had some, and they didn't do anything to Mike Pence. that we're running around divulging nuclear information. What are you talking about, man? 844-967-2789. You got your chance. Like I said, I don't need any help. I'll continue this barrage for the next hour and 40 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever, 20 minutes, whatever it is. Because enough is enough. And for Democrats to say, oh, we got to really be careful. We can't say much about this because, again, Republicans are going to be angry. So what? Truth is truth. Facts are facts. And whether that person is your neighbor, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, your best friend, your doctor, your lawyer, what difference does it make? Truth is truth. Right is right. And we should never compromise it for anybody. I don't compromise truth for my family members. I'm not going to compromise truth for my wife. I'm not going to compromise truth for my children. And I'm certainly not going to compromise truth for my friends. So why are people compromising truth for Donald Trump? You know, I for one have had enough of it. And so we're going to continue with this assault because he deserves this. Because he's done this so recklessly, and the fact that he, in the face of having done these things, he's on the precipice of becoming the president of the United States again. People see that, man. To say that it's okay, and, well, you know, he's leading all the Republicans on, you know, becoming the next nominee for the Republicans. Well, who gives a rip whether he's leading the Republicans? That's not the reason he's where he is. Come on, man. You got your shot. 844-967-2789. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people, all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that.
Hey, Tom, before you go, before you go any further, where are the defenders of Donald Trump? They call here from time to time. Where are they?
I know, what cowards. That's what I was going to say, Earl. They're such cowards. Whenever it comes to the fact that they actually are staring themselves in the face with an issue. Where are you, CJ? Where are you, Dave? Where are you, Gary? Where are you, guy from Green Bay area? Not Steve, but there's another guy
out
there.
Come on, man.
I mean, where are they? Come out, wherever you are.
Man, come on. Tom.
I mean, Earl, let's even bring it to another level. We spend how much money, how much of our tax dollars do we spend on defense and on national security? And on the military-industrial complex. And this guy just goes and gives away the secrets, too?
Yes, man.
So hey. Not only is he just giving away everything, he's giving away our whole treasury as well.
Look, man, they probably...
And it doesn't affect these people.
So here he is.
But you know about Joe Biden, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, so he's at his party, right? I don't know if he was drunk or not. I don't know. I don't know if he drinks. I can't say he was drunk. He's drunk with power. That's clearly the case. But what's going through the mind of a guy? Tom, we're having a good conversation. We're having a party. And I go in the room and I pull out, man, this documentation, man. See, I got it. It says top secret. See it? It's marked. And I go to Tom and I say, hey, Tom, guess what? Guess what I got, man? I got top secret information from nuclear information from the United States government. You want to see it? You want to see it? Man, what is going on in the mind of a person that does that?
Earl, he ought to go down in history as the worst salesperson ever on the planet that thought he could sell everything he possibly could And nobody bought it except for the fact they would buy it and then he would lose it all again. This guy is just absolutely the worst businessman on the planet. If anyone ever says we need to hire a businessman again for office, please check this out at the door.
But Tom, my point is, knowing all of this information, there are people listening to us right now who support him.
So much of a coward to call in.
Yeah, but they support him. And I'm saying,
I know, they know you're right.
I know I'm right. Man, come on, man. If this was anybody else other than Donald Trump, they would say stick a fork in him. Well, you know, Hunter Biden. What, Earl, you're not talking about Hunter Biden. We're not talking about the Steele dossier for Hillary Clinton. No, we're not talking about those things. And even if you want to talk about them, add them all up together. You're talking about Joe Biden. It said the big guy. Add all of those things up, and none of them come to the degree of what is happening with Donald Trump right now on this, Tom.
Earl, here's the problem with the right wing. Ever since, they have to go all the way back to Hillary and emails, because after Rush Limbaugh passed away, they have no more talking points.
I know, man.
They ran out of talking points after Rush went away.
Yeah, well, God,
they are just absolutely. Come on, guys, call in. Call in, you coward.
Well, as I said,
CJ, where are you, coward?
As I said, I don't need CJ and the rest of them. I can handle this myself. You know, because, Tom, when you have facts on your side, right? Like the DOJ, they said that the DOJ is weaponized and Joe Biden is doing this. He's going. Where has Joe Biden been involved in this at all, Tom?
Not at all. In fact, if you look at it, it was the grand jury of Florida that actually brought up all of these things. It wasn't even Joe Biden or Merrick Garland or Jack Smith that was even involved in it. And the media keeps on missing that. It was a grand jury of people of his own peers that actually brought up these indictments. I mean, come on, people.
Hey, Tom.
Call in.
Hey, Tom, I don't need to beg them to call in. We can do fine without them, because – what makes you think, Tom, that they would just is Donald Trump that powerful a guy that the Department of Justice has to rig a case because they're afraid of him running again? I mean, what's going on in the minds of people who buy that, right? I mean, what's going on in your mind?
And on top of that, the military. On top of that, you got the media all over us. Oh, what's going to happen?
I know, man. Come on. If the Proud Boys act up today, Tom, in Miami, they shouldn't be afraid. They need to do what they have to do to make them understand you don't run this, right? Am I right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, right? If they have to bring the National Guard to put them in order, to put them in line, that's what you do. You know, we can't say it because the MAGA people are here and we don't want any trouble. What are you talking about? Hey, MAGA people, you come to Miami, you step out of line, we're going to put you back in line. Am I right with that, Tom?
Absolutely. You know that they would do that for a peaceful protest.
Yes. Yes.
When I'm talking peaceful protest.
Hey, man, got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. Ooh, Earl. Ooh. You better watch it, man. You better really watch it. Watch what, man? Telling the truth? 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-9222. 8727 or visit vrapwi.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
We'll see periods of showers here for today with cloudy sky conditions and a high into the upper 50s. West winds around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. And then for tonight, a chance for rain showers, cloudy alone near 54. Wednesday, partial sunshine develops, high of 75 degrees. Thursday, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, a blend of clouds and sunshine, a high around 72. Friday, sunny, high of 76 degrees. Then by Saturday, a slight chance for rain showers with a high around 79. Currently, it's 55.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. And oh, by the way, make an announcement for tomorrow's show. We have Governor Evers on in around the 9:30 hour. Yes, Governor Evers will be appearing once again on the Earl Ingram Show. I don't know, maybe after what I'm saying right now, maybe the governor might say, oh no, Earl, oh. But clearly, this is all Trump all the time today. There's nothing else we're going to talk about. Listen to what Donald Trump had to say. They've got him dead to rights because he's a blathermouth. He can't hold anything. You know, he's like a pot with a hole in it. And you try to pour water in it, right? It's only a matter of time. You'll never be able to stop pouring the water because it's always going to be a sieve. That's who Donald Trump is. Everybody knows it. And yet he says and does things that puts him and other people in situations that expose them. So here's what Donald Trump had to say to two of his attorneys. Gotta have this on record. Well, you know, Earl, they're weaponizing. What are you talking about? The indictment also recounts meetings between Trump and two of his lawyers, identified as Attorney 1 and Attorney 2, to implicate him in an effort to mislead investigators seeking the return. The government said, hey, give us back our important documents, Donald Trump. So, to implicate him in an effort to mislead investigators seeking the return of documents taken from the White House to Mar-a-Lago's residence in Florida. They're asking him. The government is saying, hey, Trump, man, we know you have our information. It's critical. Give it back. Here's Trump's response. According to notes kept by Attorney 1 during a meeting held to discuss how to respond to a May 2022 grand jury subpoena, Trump said, what happens if we just don't respond at all? Or don't play ball with them? Oh, he's brilliant, right? Donald Trump is absolutely brilliant. Now, what if we don't respond? It's the federal government calling on you. Well, that doesn't count for me. I used to be the president of the United States. I don't want anybody. Listen to this. This is the guy you're supporting. And that you want to be the president of the United States again. I don't want anybody looking through my boxes and my things. I really don't, Trump said. Wouldn't it be better if we just told them we don't have anything here? What? Hey, man, your things, your boxes? If you don't know there's something seriously wrong with this man, shame on you. 844-967-2789 is the number. Stop me if I'm lying. Okay, stop me if I'm lying. I'll shut up. I'll listen to you. But you can't beat the truth. The dozens of boxes containing documents with top secret and secret confidential markings were stashed at Mar-a-Lago in locations including a ballroom, a bathroom, a storage room, and even in Trump's bedrooms. In his bedroom. So, I don't know how you can find anything redeeming or anything that makes sense about what I just got through reading. Maybe you can, maybe you're deaf mute today. But, I understand why. Let's go here. Lindsey Graham, somebody who should know better. Uh-oh. We conjured up Ken from Sturgeon Bay. This should be good, Calvin. So, Ken, you want to respond to any of the things that we've had to say thus far? Ken. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Am I the first caller of the day?
No, you're not, but,
Who else called? Let me guess. Tom.
Who cares? You'll be the most interesting, though, because clearly you are going to really expose.
Because
you're really going to expose yourself. Go ahead.
Let me tell you a little news. Can I tell you some news? Nobody cares about Trump anymore. That's why nobody calls into your show.
Wait a minute. Calvin, help me understand. Nobody calls into the show, but you call. Are you nobody?
No, I'm just having a laugh.
Hey, Ken, are you nobody? I don't care whether anybody calls in or not. You're not going to stop me from telling the truth. Okay? So this is the Earl Ingram show. And so I'm the host. And whether somebody calls in or not, I'm going to do my show. You can't respond to any of the things, any of the truths that I've been talking about for a solid hour, and you call in with something that, I expected to hear from you, something that makes no sense whatsoever.
Earl, I'm telling you, it's been gone 6 years. The witch hunt's been going on 6 years. Nobody cares anymore.
Hey, if nobody cared, why are all those people down in Miami right now? And why is Donald Trump before a judge? Man, have you been living on planet Earth? Ain't nobody cares. Do you ever pay attention to the news? Do you ever read a newspaper? Have you ever watched the news? What do you mean nobody cares? You mean you don't care?
Has he been convicted of anything in 6 years?
Yes, and he will be. And he will be. What's your thought, man? What's your take on him taking the nuclear information and giving it out? What's your take on that?
He hasn't been convicted of anything.
Well, he's in the process of that's going to happen. And if he is convicted, what is your thought?
Earl, it's going on 6 years. He's been in the process of it. Of what? It's everybody knows it's a witch hunt, even the left and right.
The only people who knows it's a witch hunt are those who need to go see the wizard and see if they can find the brain. Got to go to a break. That would include you, my friend. 844-967-2789. That's the best they can do is to send a boy to do a man's job. 844-967-2789. All Trump, all the time. We'll be right back.
this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.